said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill at the dark.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In a major escalation in President Trump's efforts to target his political opponents, the Justice Department announces the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. In a video statement, Comey says, bring it on.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
CBS's Scott McFarland reports the charges stem from testimony given 5 years ago.
At a congressional hearing in which James Comey testified and was asked questions about the investigation of alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. According to the charging documents, the feds are alleging he made a false statement to Congress, count one, and therefore obstructed Congress, count two, when he had said something about a leaking of information to the media that came from the investigation.
President Trump celebrates the indictment in a social media post calling the former FBI director one of the worst human beings this country has ever been exposed to. Comey's arraignment is October 9th in Alexandria, Virginia. Human remains found in a remote wooded area near Leavenworth in Washington State have been identified. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We have received our DNA results back from the Washington State Patrol's crime lab from the items that were recovered last week. That would be the clothing and also the human remains. We are glad to say that those remains do come back as a positive match for Travis Decker.
Decker was suspected of killing his three young daughters during a custody visit, their bodies found in a local campground on June 2nd. Investigators say they are sure of the motive behind a deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas yesterday that killed one detainee and injured two others. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Dallas.
The FBI says 29-year-old Joshua Yon mapped out Wednesday morning's ambush on a Dallas ICE facility with a high degree of pre-attack planning, from internet searches of Dallas County DHS buildings to ballistics and apps that track the presence of ICE agents.
No ICE agents injured. President Trump signs an executive order approving a framework to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. The deal will hand control of TikTok's U.S. operations, along with a copy of the algorithm, to a new joint venture. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The banning of this, it had bipartisan support. So I would expect a lot of members of Congress to have a lot of pushback there. But generally, this extends that ban deadline by about 120 days to get this deal done.
CBS's Willie James Inman looks at the White House's position as a potential government shutdown nears.
The White House is signaling that they will potentially move to lay off perhaps thousands of government employees in response to a government shutdown, which could happen in the coming days.
Stocks fell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Measles case numbers are still rising in the Southwest. CBS's Steve Kathan.
A month after health officials declared a major measles outbreak in West Texas over, infections continue to rise in parts of Arizona and Utah. As of this week, 52 cases have been reported in Arizona, mostly in the northern part of the state, and 42 have been confirmed in Utah, mostly in the southwestern portion near the Arizona line. The CDC says the number of known measles cases in the U.S. this year now tops 1,500, the most since 1992, with three deaths reported. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
U.S. jobless claim applications fell to their lowest level in 2 months last week as layoffs remain low despite mounting evidence of a softening labor market. The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 20th fell by 14,000 to 218,000. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, a low in the upper 50s. With sunshine for tomorrow, beautiful day, a high in the mid-70s. Upper 70s for the high Saturday with sun. Staying dry with more sunshine for Sunday, highs stay in the 70s. It's 60 right now.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Someone warm like you. hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
local news, Timeless Hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Yo! I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Oh! closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, city woman. Sweet city woman,
everybody.
Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
W-R-J-N.
tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution, well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right. All right.
see her coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal grand jury indicts former FBI Director James Comey on charges of making a false statement and obstruction of justice. He says in an online video,
"My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either."
The charges stem from testimony Comey gave about an investigation into ties between then-candidate Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The indictment was returned in the Eastern District of Virginia as the clock ticked down on a five-year statute of limitations for charges arising out of his September 2020 testimony to Congress, which was set to expire Tuesday, September 30th.
President Trump saying his Chinese counterpart approves, signs an executive order okaying a framework to keep TikTok operating under U.S. ownership. Vice President J.D. Vance.
This deal really does mean that Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure and it's not going to be used as a propaganda weapon against our fellow citizens.
Cloud computing firm Oracle, led by CEO Larry Ellison, would provide security. Ellison's son, David, is the chairman and CEO of Paramount to Skydance Corporation, which is the parent company of CBS. A warning from the White House as a government shutdown looms. CBS's Erica Brown.
The Trump administration is threatening